talking to them, teaching them, and then talking to them in just casual conversation. And you know what? There is no more valuable thing that you can give to your child, and here's why. Because it requires you to take time to do it. And the most valuable thing you have is your time. When you give your kids your time, you've given them something precious. In our counseling course yesterday, we sat here and watched the first video of Caring for People's God's Way, and the psychologist that was on there said, you know how kids spell love? T-I-M-E. That's how they spell love. That's how we tell our kids that we love them, because we want to be with them. We're not pushing them off to the side or telling them, I'm busy now, come back next week. Some of those tragic things I heard yesterday, he said 39% of kids have not seen their father in over a year. 39%, that's over a third, that's approaching half, have not seen their father in over a year. How does a kid not see their father in over a year? But I would submit to you that it's epidemic in our country. That is almost the rule rather than the exception. That we live in a nation of orphans whose dads are alive and somewhere else. Tony Evans, the great preacher, used to be the chaplain for the Dallas Cowboys, wrote a book about raising your kids in an environment that's so much against them. He said, the average amount of time that dads in America spend with their kids is measured in seconds per day rather than minutes. How do you impact your kid? Well, you do. You impact your kid. But how do you impact them for good if all they see you is measured in seconds? What does that say to them? Wow. When Jesus wanted to teach his disciples about the kingdom of God, you know how he did it? He hung out with them. He called them. He said, follow me. And then he lived with them. He spent time with them. He ate with them. Belched with them. Oh, you know he belched. Of course he did. You don't eat Middle Eastern food and not belch, do you, Ian? No. They saw him in the down and dirty. They lived with him. They sweated with him. They ate and belched with him. They laid down to sleep together and woke up with bad breath in the morning together. They walked together. They spent time together. That's how you disciple somebody. You spend time with them and let your life be absorbed into their life. Until they start to become like you. Paul, that's why Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. That's how we influence our kids for God. By seeing them for the treasure they are and making the decision, I want to spend my life with my kids, knowing them so that they can know Him. That's how we do it. Fill your heart with the Word of God and then just hang out with your kids. They'll pick it up. They'll know. You might not have to tell them a thing. You might not have to teach them anything. Because you'll be teaching them constantly. You'll be teaching them everything. So just get filled up with God and then hang out with your kids, man. And let them just get wet with that. Praise God. So Tom and Lisa, Dennis and Mary Lou, as we get ready to dedicate Benjamin and Caroline to the Lord, I want to close by encouraging you to do this. Lead your children to Jesus Christ and spend much time enjoying Him together. Three things you can memorize before you even walk out of here today. Teach Jesus to your children. Talk about Jesus with your children. And model Jesus for your children. In fact, we all could memorize that. I'm sure Heather's even got it already memorized. She hasn't even heard it yet, but her and Sarah probably already have it committed to memory. They're like sponges, man. They're amazing. Anyway, let's all say this together. Teach Jesus to your children. Talk about Jesus with your children. Model Jesus for your children.
And that will be the greatest treasure in the world that you could possibly give them. Give them that and they'll have everything. Praise God. And when they're older, they won't depart from it. Let's bring some chairs forward. Let's everybody stand up and stretch. You guys have been so patient, man. I have yacked my head off, and you guys have patiently not thrown tomatoes or stones or bricks or anything, broken bottles. Feel free to stretch, scratch your neighbor, stretch your neighbor, give them a hug or a kiss. Yep. All we're going to do is stand here before God and say, help. That's what a baby dedication is. We're going to stand before God and we're going to say, God, and Tom and Lisa and Caroline, you guys can come up here, and Dennis and Mary Lou and Benjamin, you guys can come up here. That's what a baby dedication is. It acknowledges that children are the heritage of the Lord, that they are a gift from Him. And we desperately need Him to help us raise them. So we want to bless them in the Lord, and we want to pray victory and success and joy into their lives. And we want to ask God for His grace to do that. Praise God. If we could have the elders come forward. Look at you. You look so cute. You look so pretty. Oh, I love your dress. It brings out your eyes, those beautiful blue eyes. Yeah. You know, you have a gorgeous smile, too. I love your smile. You just light my heart up when you smile. You're right, I'll have to wait. I'll smile when I'm good and ready to smile. Isn't that right? That's right. I'll smile when I'm good and ready to. That's right. Hey, Benjamin, how you doing, buddy? How you doing, man? You got a tiger on your shirt. Wow, man. You're a miracle. Did you know that? You are a living miracle. We were just in awe how God raised you up and made you bigger. You're just amazing. You're amazing, man. I love you, man. I love you, man. I really do. You and your bare feet. Praise God. You know, when John the Baptist was still in the womb, it says he was filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb. So we just want to anoint these children with this oil as a symbol of the Holy Spirit, that God's Spirit would follow them all the days of their life, and that as they receive Christ, when they're old enough to understand, as they receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that He would fill their life with His Spirit and His glory and love, and they would fall head over heels in love with Him. Yeah. So this little oil here is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray even now that You would just anoint Caroline, Lord, that Your Spirit would enfold and surround her, Lord, and guide her steps and guide her in the way everlasting, Lord. And Father, I also want to anoint Tom and Lisa, that they would have Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and knowledge of Him, that they would have the grace and the ability to raise this precious little girl in the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord. Yes. And I want to take this oil and anoint Benjamin. Little B-jam. Father, and even as I do this, Lord, that You would see this, and by faith You would honor this, Lord, and that Your Spirit would abide on him to lead him in the way everlasting, Lord. That You would guide his steps and order them, Lord, and lead him to the fountain of living waters, Jesus Christ. And let him and Caroline truly know You and walk with You. Let it be said of them that they walk with God. And Father, as a symbol of Your Holy Spirit, I just want to anoint Mary Lou right now and anoint Dennis right now, Lord, that you would see this and by faith you would honor this, that you would give them wisdom and insight and understanding how to successfully lead their children to you, Lord. To model you for them and to talk of you and to teach them, Father. And Lord, I just want to lay hands on Caroline and Benjamin right now, Lord. Dear God. Dear God. We just stand in one accord, Lord, in one heart. You said where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them, Father. I just want to pray that as we gather now in the name of your Son, Lord, together in one heart and one accord, Lord, that you would covenant with us now, Lord, to give grace to these children, Lord, to surround them, Father. Yes, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. To put the breath of life in them, God. To lead them to Jesus Christ, the fountain of living waters, that they can know Him all the days of their lives and walk with you, Lord. God, let them be an honor to their parents, Lord. Let their lives be a testimony of honor to their parents, Lord God. And let them be the rejoicing of their parents' heart, Father. Let all that you do in their lives bring joy. Yes. Hallelujah. To their parents. Thank you, Lord. And Father, that they would cry out to you in time of need. And that you would hear them, Lord, and you would answer their cries and fill them with abundance. In Jesus' name, Lord, seal this to their blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And anybody that wants to pray or bless them, just feel free to do so.
Father, thank you for these families. Thank you for knitting their lives together with us. Father, do give them wisdom. Give them strength. Give them discernment.
Yes.
Father, give them grace.
Yes.
To train up their children.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that they would see,
yes,
genuine faith in their hearts.
Yes, Father. Yes,
that
Lord
they
God.
Would come to own that themselves. Father, that Caroline and Benjamin,
yes,
would receive that faith into their own hearts early in life. Father, that they would know you in your fullness.
Yes. Let it be, Lord. Let it be. Yes. Amen. 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 Oh, I can't wait to see what the Lord is going to do with you guys. Praise God. Yeah. Father, we thank you for being with us today. Lord, we pray you'd send us out with rejoicing, God. Strengthen us. Hold us up. Give us strength, God. Bless the food that we're about to partake of and give us good fellowship together, Father. Help us to love on each other, God. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.